On Friday, Governor Bill Walker issued a disaster declaration for Sitka. On August 18th, 7 landslides caused extensive damage to private and public property, including city roads and utilities. 3 men died. And now that the worst of the emergency is over, the city is facing the question of how to pay for the response. KCAW's Emily Kwong has more.
With this declaration, Sitka can now access the $2 million Disaster Relief Fund, managed by the Department of Military and Veterans Affairs. This is City Administrator Mark Gorman.
It looks like a lot of our cost to date in responding to the emergency will be covered, both labor and contractors. So we're very, very encouraged by this declaration.
In a letter to the legislature, Walker said he would cap relief at $1 million for the moment, but that the incident is ongoing and total recovery costs are unknown. According to Gorman, the cost of Sitka's emergency response alone is estimated to be over $500,000.
We mobilized the contractor community. We had numerous excavators out there, heavy equipment, and that comes at a very high price tag.
Jeremy Zedek is with the state's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. He says families can apply for funding from the Individual Assistance Program. But, he says, houses under construction, which includes a handful of damaged properties in the Kramer Avenue area, will likely not qualify.
It is a kind of a program of last resorts. When people don't have any other assistance to turn to, they can turn to the state program. And in the case of a homeowner that has another home to go and reside in, that becomes what they need to do and not use the state's individual family grant program.
State officials will be in Sitka Wednesday and Thursday to walk city officials and families through the process of procuring disaster relief funding. A verification team with the Division of Homeland Security has reached out to some affected Sitkans already, but Zedek said there are many who still qualify and should apply. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.